At the top of the news this evening, officials in Brazil are still looking into what caused Tuesday's Sao Paulo airline crash. Lydia O'Kane has the story.
Brazilian officials are denying that runway conditions were responsible for Brazil's worst air disaster. At least 189 people were killed when the Airbus A320 overshot its landing, collided with a building and burst into flames. Newly released footage shows the plane was moving faster than it should have been, but critics are still looking at the runway at Sao Paulo's Congonhas Airport, which was recently resurfaced to help with braking. Steve Lott works with the International Air Transport Association.
Without that, you can have a very slick surface. Again, I'll make the comparison to a road or a highway where you have you can have a thin layer of water on a highway or road or a runway, and you have the potential for hydroplaning.
Meanwhile, families are gathered at Congonhas Airport waiting for word on their loved ones.
It's our family here. They say they don't have a passengers list. I've been flying for 30 years. How can they not have a passengers list?
Critics are asking why President Lula da Silva has not fixed Brazil's air traffic problems since they came to light last September, when 154 people died when a Boeing 737 collided with a smaller jet over the Amazon rainforest. That had been the highest death toll in an air accident in Brazil's history until the latest tragedy. I'm Lydia O'Kane.